It's The Buzz 24-7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
You know, I was thinking about the discussion we had near the end of the show on Monday, today, which is recorded, well, this is Monday, and it was about Aerosmith, because Scotty chose Back in the Saddle for the final vinyl song, which I love. And I came out of the song saying that as I was listening to it, I realized, in my opinion, that that was the last of the fierce rock and roll band that I always thought Aerosmith was. And I'm not knocking the later stuff. I'm just simply saying they were a fierce, hungry, down and dirty band, you know, that came out with Same Old Song and Dance, Train Kept Rolling, Sweet Emotion, Walk This Way, blah, blah, blah. But they went on to have massive hits with other great songs.
Yes.
But it wasn't as fierce. You know, it was well produced. It was it entered into the pop mainstream and stuff. But, you know, Chip Away at the Stone and those kind of songs, like Back in the Saddle, that's a friggin' growling, fierce rock song.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I was coming from. And remember the other day we talked about bands with second phases?
Yes.
Right? Aerosmith had a second phase.
Oh, absolutely.
ZZ Top, although I wasn't on board for the second phase, dig-a-doom, doom, 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 dig-a-doom. Just too wasn't for me.
Yeah,
I like the early stuff, you know. But a lot of bands,
and some of the times they're also their record labels going, "This is what I want. This is what's big right now. This is what's getting you know." Because I've seen many docs on bands that were like, you know, and the record label came in and said, "I want you to sound like them."
I know,
because that's what's paying the bills.
We've dealt with it. What are you doing, Kelly?
You don't hear a buzzing?
I don't hear anything. I'm deaf. I got.
I don't hear anything.
I got a right ear.
I was gonna say maybe it's your headphones. Maybe
I'm the only one that can hear outside of my headphones, so I think it might have been in here. You guys couldn't hear it because you were wearing your headphones.
Yeah, I can't hear out of my right ear. I'm operating with one. Am I hearing her talk on the TV? No. I can't hear out of my right ear. How much of a pain in the ass that is? They're outside in the hallway talking. Yeah.
You're not losing your balance, are you? Hitting the wall?
No. It happened. I got a head cold, and I got a drainage.
Well, you brought the cold home from.
Right, but the problem is I've had a drainage issue historically in my right ear. It's weird. You know, nobody wants to hear this shit.
No, they do. Huh? They love
it's
us.
Gravy.
Yeah. And I had a tube put in. The tube has been gone for a long time, so I got a head cold, and the fluid built up, and then it perforated my eardrum trying to make its way out, and it leaked. So there you go. There's the gross story. Mm. But my ear is still backed up, and I can't see anybody until the end of December because apparently too many people have ear problems. And there's only one fucking guy that can do it.
Whoopsie daisy.
I'm like, seriously? You're kidding me, right? End of December? End of December
No. See.
I know that's the way it is. I just sucks.
You don't need to yell at me.
I'm not yelling. I'm just yelling at
you. You get on the cancellation notice. Dude. You know, if somebody cancels,
yeah,
put
it does
on
help
that
out,
list.
Yeah.
Dude, these days... I went in, remember when I had my kidney stone.
Right.
And I was not dying. I'm well aware of that because I
felt like you were.
I felt like I was. And it was very uncomfortable. We were there for 8.5 hours. Now, again, just as long as I have a clear shot to the bathroom, I'm good.
Right.
There were people in there sitting next to me with a bandage up to their head that were bleeding. That's the way it is right now. And it's like, when you call the doctor and they're like, all right, now listen, we're shooting for a physical we're already booking out January, February, March. And you're like, holy crap.
I have a friend whose mother was in an emergency room in the hallway for more than 24 hours. It's mind boggling. And, you know, look, my daughter's a nurse, so I know it ain't easy. I get it. I know. But it's like, Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Like, an 80-year-old woman, 90-year-old woman, however old she was, is sitting in the hallway of an emergency room. Wow.
And so,
have enough doctors?
What irritates me is the people that have a doctor's appointment and they don't show.
Oh, God, yeah. Right.
Because right.
That's
I
why
know somebody
started
in the business.
Well, it's hard, where, like you were saying, with physicals and stuff. If you don't get a physical in a year, then your insurance premiums go
right
through the roof. And it's like, I'm trying.
Mine's already scheduled for April.
Yeah. Jeff needed a new doctor. And we went through, I don't even know how many places I called.
Right.
It like must have been 15, 16 of them to finally say, do you have an opening? He needs a physical or insurance is going to go through the roof. he went, it's like 35-minute drive just to get a physical, not even close to our house, just so we could keep our insurance down.
I have a friend who wanted to see a doctor, and they said they couldn't see him for months, and he said, I think I have cancer.
Did he? Was he?
And he got right in.
Okay, but...
And I sat there, and I'm like... Wow. I mean, like that. I don't do that. No, don't ever, don't ever, ever, ever. I would never karmically, karma wise, I feel like if I said that, I'd get it.
See,
you know, I don't want to mess with that stuff.
I knew somebody that would like call them and say, I said my grandmother died. She didn't die. I didn't go to work.
Yeah,
I was like, that's when it happens.
Yeah.
And then when you do call, they're like, you're a friggin' liar.
I say, I'm having my period a lot. That's cool.
That's totally cool.
That's totally cool.
Yes.
But yeah, he used like I'm pretty sure I got cancer, and they got him right in, and I was like, yeah, I don't know as I could stoop to that. That is just that'll come around and bite you. I believe in karma. I believe in the universe. If you do bad things are going to happen to you eventually. You know.
I won't tempt it.
No, I know. That's what I'm saying. I don't want to mess with the friggin' universe, Kelly. No. Anyway,
don't start pulling that crap. It's the Buzz 24/7, and we're allowed to somewhat talk about things that we normally can't on the air.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, Gwar, Wally's Hampton. I get there. It was a very, very long day. Had to get there for 3:15.
Heavy metal band costumes, spurt stuff. They claim is blood and other bodily fluids.
Yes.
They claim it. That's what
band
they're shouting.
Out,
the
you know,
the
they're
stage
from
with,
another planet.
Right.
Oh, let's have a great time. Now, a lot of the younger generation are starting to catch on to this band. They show up in total white clothes going, oh my God, this is going to get stained.
It's like a badge of honor.
A badge of honor, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So I'm there. I'm kind of like stage left, and there's a few tall people that have separated. I can watch the band.
Quick, sorry, question. Don't mean to interrupt.
Yep.
Stage left, I'm always confused by that. Is that the left if you're facing the crowd, or the left if I'm facing the stage?
I'm facing the stage. I consider it stage left. If they're on stage, it's stage right.
Right, okay.
Just the opposite.
All right.
I'm watching the band. They're playing, and I'm like, this is awesome. And I look at this couple, and I'm like, they're seriously, like, making out. That's cool. You know, whatever. Hey, you know, back to the show.
Is it cool? Really?
Not really. But I was like, and then other people around me are like no longer watching the show. They're watching these people more or less dry hump.
Yeah, right.
At the show.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not even Gwar yet. It's still, we're still Dark Funeral. So we got corpse paint. We're going.
Second question.
Yep.
Would I want to watch them?
Her, yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I can digitally remove him.
A little while later, it's like they're both facing the same way, and he's playing with her boobs.
No. Great. As long as she's cool with it.
She was very cool. And they're kind of with another couple, and everybody's very, very friendly. That's like, that is not what I'm used to seeing when I go to
a Gwar, heavy metal show.
A Gwar and Dark Funeral and everything. And these two were like, seriously into it.
Almost.
No.
Almost.
If clothes weren't on, they were doing it. And it just made me chuckle because I'm going, this is... do you feel the romantic sounds of Dark Funeral? Are you... I can understand.
Everybody goes, you know, is into something different.
Because I can tell you right now, if I put that on, Amy's going to go, yeah, no, that doesn't do anything for
me. That is...
Yeah.
That's weird.
But I had to laugh because I'm like, oh my God, I wish I could take a photo and send it to everybody.
Would they have made themselves a target? Had Gwar been performing at the time, would they have got him with some
blood
or something?
Absolutely. So
Jank,
Kelly,
I think they call it. Yeah.
So Kelly, when I got there, they were doing a meet and greet with the fans, which allows them, they play four songs, no makeup on, you can't take photos, and they play just for, like the 30 people that are there. So while I'm there, they got the guy up on stage who does all the squirting of stuff, and he's practicing his moves. So like when they hit this note, he's got his hands up.
Yeah.
And but he was practicing with the blood and other things that he squirts out into the audience. So.
Mm-hmm.
Who cleans up after the show? The Gwar people or the concert facility?
The venue. I think it's the venue.
They know what they're getting.
The girls from Wally's working the night shift all came in with their white clothes on because they love the band and knew. They've put plastic up on the ceiling, the walls and everything, and around a majority of the sound equipment.
So was the show outside?
No,
Wally's, right. Because this Bernie's right on the beach, and that's the one that's up top on the patio.
Yes.
Right, okay.
Yes. Oh, no, this is all inside. And I have photos that I couldn't post them because it's all their road cases with all their costumes.
Mm-hmm.
But like, I'm like, oh my God, I can't wait to post these. Well, a lot of them have the set list up of songs that I can't post and stuff and everything. But they get changed outside because there's a big, huge, they got tents set up and stuff. And then they go inside and destroy the place.
When you see, okay, seriously, because I know, like, I always have to hold back on the air sometimes because sometimes I just, when you see people making out like that in a public place, I don't know. I've never understood it. I've never understood it, and yet I don't want to be the person that poo-poos, like, you know, okay, go ahead, do what you want, do what you want. But don't you, seriously, though, don't you just
kiss ain't bad, you know, but that's on for more than
that's not what Kelly, I'm talking Kelly, about. I'm talking about getting after it.
They were dry humping.
Yeah.
And there's no other word for it.
Don't you just want to say, grow the fuck up? Seriously.
Yes, because as it is, it's in a very tight space. It's not like this studio where there's room between.
Yeah.
No, they were hitting other people.
Right.
So they're making out and, you know, the leg goes over here and it's bumping into people.
They want to be seen. It's obnoxious.
Yes. I guess that I probably that turned them on. What, exhibitionist?
Yeah, people like that stuff. Some of, you know, I mean, look, if you want to do it in the back of the room. Go find the janitor's closet like everybody else, like, or an office or something.
Hit the crapper.
I just don't understand. I don't. Do you any? Laura, like,
You guys dry hump at all in the
No, I know you don't do that, but what I'm saying, like, if you go someplace, you go to a show, and you see somebody macking down, and I mean getting after it, they're grabbing each other, they're almost basically effing, you know, right there. Do you just kind of go, they're idiots? In your head, do you think, what idiots?
Like, whoa, yeah.
What are they on?
That's what I think.
What are they on?
I think you got to be an idiot to act like that at a show. I do.
Yeah.
You know, you may not be. I fully accept that you may be a really nice person.
Yeah.
But my general reaction is, look at these two friggin' idiots. They're basically dry humping. Get it over with. Drop your pants. If you really show, do it.
Do it.
You know, if you're going to do it, do it.
Do it. Squaw.
We're in a restaurant. I think I even talked about this a little bit. We were in a restaurant not too long ago. And this couple was kind of getting after it. Not to that extent. But it was fine. It was just on the side of fine before it crossed over. There were no hands and groping. But once you start groping,
He was trying
get
to get
a room.
He was trying to get in his...
Be sneaky. I got no problem with sneaky.
Yeah. He was having a hard time dialing in his favorite radio station.
Tokyo. Tokyo. Tuning in Tokyo. That's what we used to call it. Were you tuning in Tokyo? And you used to have to use your fingers to roll the dials, Laura. That was just called tuning in Tokyo. That's what we called it.
Yep.
But I mean, I don't know. And I don't want to hurt anybody's feelings, but if you're a 30-year-old or a 28-year-old or whatever, and you're basically going to town in front of a bunch of people, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'll say it. Nobody else wants to say it. You look like an idiot when you do it. Here comes the emails. Whatever.
Well, no, I
don't
care. There's a time and a place, and like I said, it was like they're surrounded by quite a few people, and
go ahead.
It wasn't a lot of room.
Where's the strangest people? Where's the strangest place you ever saw anybody getting it on?
Backstage,
like full on. Getting
I think
it
was one of the shows that. We played a bigger show in Manchester once, and I opened up the door backstage, and I think she dropped her contact lens on the end of the guy's dick.
Yeah.
Because she was looking for it.
Yeah. Well, you got to find it.
Yeah.
Those are expensive, especially in the old days. They weren't the throwaway ones. You had to find it.
Yeah.
Laura, strangest place you ever, saw somebody having sex?
Besides my tent. Just at college, at parties. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I walked in on people at college. Yeah it was crazy. I walked in on a guy solo too, working himself from the backside. That was interesting.
Locked the door, buddy.
It wasn't the door. My second day, I think I've told you the story actually. Second day doing security at UNH, I was walking around one of the dorms in the quad, the one that faces the closest to Hubbard, whatever that one was. And it was 2:00 in the morning. It's February 2nd. I remember because it was freezing cold. I just remember the day. And it's freezing cold, below zero. And I'm walking. I look up, and there's this dorm room on the ground level, window open, lights on. Now, the window's open. They're airing out the room, probably smoking weed, whatever. And I walk by, and I just looked in because the room, I got to go right in the door right next to the window. And there's a guy on all fours working the backside alone.
Wow.
Like he saw me coming and wanted me to see.
Oh, wow. He knew your route already?
Right. Yeah. Well, no, I don't know. It was a route that somebody did every day at the same time. You know what I mean? Kind of thing. So,
I wasn't expecting that.
Double rainbow all the way.
Double rainbow.
Dude, I was so freaked out. I'm like, this is my second night on the job.
Yikes.
Yeah, so there was that. Aerosmith concert, ballpark, Old Orchard Beach. I was up in the suite and I looked out in the parking lot and there was a woman servicing a man with her mouth through the door. Like, so he was standing up of the car door and she was doing it through the actual open window of an open door. Like, why don't you just get in and
it's a go-getter.
Lose the door?
We watched a couple have sex at the Hampton Beach Casino. I was with you.
Hotel.
Could step out of the box, look across the street and see the hotel, and there was a couple going at it.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Oh, my God. Dr. Brock was laughing his ass off. That was pretty funny.
he was waving to us while he was doing it.
riding back from the Playboy Mansion with a bus full of some listeners and some folks that rather famous folks, and the couple in the seat in front of us was screwing as we were riding on the bus back from the Playboy Mansion to the Hyatt Regency in Los Angeles.
And they weren't with you guys or with were they okay?
Oh, boy.
Well, they were part of the same, but they weren't. They didn't go with me.
Oh, okay.
They weren't.
All right. Yes, I didn't know
anybody
that was
I knew.
Gotcha.
Yeah, they were just.
And then didn't you see there was one girl helping two guys at the Black Crows?
Black Crows.
Helping.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. She had lost her contact lens.
Yeah. Right. Oh, her too?
And she was looking for it, apparently, somewhere in the nether region. Yeah. It happens. Concert sex happens, you know. Yeah. But
that's the first time I would have thought dry humping at Guar.
Yeah, but you don't see it anymore, though. You really don't see it anymore. It's a thing of the past, you know. You said today, Gen Z kids, they don't want to see sex.
And you know what's funny is I'm noticing certain movies. If you watched an action movie in the 80s, there was always a topless scene.
Oh, yeah. It was just a given.
And it didn't even make sense sometimes.
Jamie Lee Curtis. Holy smokes.
You'd be like, oh, the plane's crashing. Boop, boobs are right. They didn't even make sense. They just had to put the nudity in there. And then you watch movies now and you don't see it. And Amy and I love horror movies. Horror movies and nudity went hand in hand forever.
If they were naked, someone was going to die.
If people were having premarital sex as teenagers, they were dying.
Yep.
It was over. And they're saying, now you're like, wow.
Yeah.
End of an era?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too bad.
We miss it. I mean, like Trading Places, the Eddie Murphy movie, what was Jamie Curtis taking her shirt off in front of the mirror? I ain't complaining because holy smokes. But it was a big thing at the movies at the time, 1978. We're like, oh my God, this is Laurie from Halloween. She was just a kid, you know? So, anyway. You miss those days, Laura. You miss those days where you could count on a little nudity in the movies.
And it didn't even make sense. Yeah. And you were just like, you were cool with it.
Yeah. Is that Dancing with Wolves? Nah, nothing going on there, you know? So, whatever. So, I just don't like public displays of, like, when you're really getting at it. You want to kiss, you want to cuddle, I got no problem. But when you start having sex, all right, whatever. I just think I would never do
you
it.
You got to be
I would feel like a friggin' idiot.
I'm sorry, are we all bothering you while you're dry humping? Are we?
What do they want? Like, is it really they're lost in the moment? They just want the sex,
or do they want
the attention?
They want, they get off on other people.
I think Kelly's right. They're exhibitionist and, hey, you know what? Let's go dry hump at Guar.
Then take your clothes off and go to town and be a friggin' full-on exhibitionist and show me what it takes. Okay, Maverick.
You heard what the man said.
Maverick, just look. If you want to do a flyby, you get permission. Do the flyby right there. Go.
Done.
You know? Don't half it. Who saw it in a friendlies? Wasn't there something in a friendlies once, or was it a Who's the Douchebag? It was a Who's the Douchebag letter where a couple was macking down. Same side of the bench, Cedars. You know what I mean?
They sit
on the same side of the bench, and they went to town, and somebody said something. I love the friggin' term,
went to town. Yeah. My mother and father are driving to Newington, and there was a guy in the Dover area on the highway masturbating, and mom told me the story, and she goes, you know what he was doing? He was going right to town. And I'm like, what is it? You know, he was going right to town, Scott. And I'm
and
like,
why is he going to town?
Laura, that is a woman that has been to town.
Oh.
So she knows.
Oh, boy.
She knows what it's like to go to town. But she saves that for her lovable husband, Patty Mack.
Okay. So, on that note,
what, are we done?
Is that it? We got to wrap it up. We got meeting day.
Meeting day.
Let's go to town.
All right, well, have a great day. I don't know where we went with that, but I hope you
went to town.
Had a good time. Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow.